It is the practice squad. Returning from our long break, season two of the practice squad, coming to you live down Village for Recovery. This is your host, David Schmidt. Over there, producer Jordan Stogler. Hi,
guys.
Jordan.
What's up? How are you?
Craig Garman.
What's up, David?
Troy Metzger.
How's it going?
Man, this feels good.
It feels really good.
It feels right.
It feels like we're where we
football's
belong.
In the air.
You can smell it.
You know, we wake up on these mornings, at least I do, and you feel that chill in the air.
Yeah.
And it's like
a little nippy.
Here we go.
A little
nippy, yes. Yep. And
then it gets humid out and then you sweat.
Then you realize it's still preseason. And then you're like, oh, we got like a month yet. Because it's probably going to be like 95 degrees in a week. And it'll remind us that we still have a month till football season. But
it's getting closer.
It is. We have a lot to talk about this evening.
So much.
I guess we got a lot to talk about. Bengals preseason, Browns preseason, Titans preseason, what we're expecting, things that have happened in the league. We got a big draft. Are we starting this over 1.1, I see?
I think it's 1. Or 2.1.
Oh, yeah. For season
right.
two, yeah.
Yeah, I missed,
cross that out and put
it'll be the
air 0.1.
The draft 2.1. It is tonight. Sounds or songs that get us pumped up. So, like an example, I don't want to take one.
Yeah.
But,
Jock James is a perfect example.
Yeah. Is a perfect example. And then we got some overrated, underrated, and some would you rather. So we got a jam-packed show for you today.
Do I have would you rathers on there?
At the very
it
bottom.
You know,
I do have that on there.
We might or might not have
maybe.
Would
we'll
you
see.
Rathers.
We'll see.
So much content.
I feel Garmin, you have some ready, right?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. As always, you can call us at 419-516-0702 and hit that follow button on the Twitter.
Yeah. Subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe on our YouTube channel. Rate, subscribe.
Comment below.
On the FR Practice Squad.
We'd like to get our followers up to over 1.2 million.
We would. I want to be an influencer. I want to be about that life.
Yeah. I want to quit my job. And
we don't want to work anymore. We want to do this. So.
I just want to take pictures with a water bottle and like be like,
where's David drinking?
On the beach?
Yeah.
Like, Grand Lake St. Mary's.
I drink this thing because it makes me lose weight. And then you get $1 million. That's what I want to do. So with that, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hungry and can't decide what to eat? The Fort Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is tenderloin fries and a drink for just $6. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. The Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the double decker.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're invited to stop out and watch the Indians football team's home scrimmage on Friday, August 16th, as they prepare for the upcoming football season. It's also Meet the Team Night with a meal starting at 5 o'clock. Get a sandwich, chips, applesauce, a homemade dessert, and a drink for only $5. And the team will be signing team pictures from 5 to 5:30 for only $1. The Indians will take on the Lakers from Indian Lake at 7 p.m., and there's no charge to watch the scrimmage, so grab the family and head on out to the football field and meet the high school and junior high school football teams, have a great meal, and watch our Indians in their final scrimmage. Come on out Friday, August 16th, with a meal starting at 5 o'clock. See you there.
Yes, we are back. It is the practice squad. 1-800-919-0702 if you want to give us your hot takes on Bengals, Browns, Titans, football, life, anything in general, whatever you'd like. We'll talk to you about it.
Who's giving life advice?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm 30 now, so.
Oh, that's right. You have a kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 month old. 8 months in a couple days.
See, I'm 30 and I got two kids and I don't think I can give anybody advice.
That's true. I'm not
you
qualified.
You guys are all way more qualified to give life advice.
We'll try to give life advice. If not, we'll get Neil on. Neil can help us with life advice. Right, Neil? Did you laugh at that? Okay. Let's start with the Bengals. Because they are the best team.
Of course.
All right. First, should we go through your injury list?
Yeah. It's been a really...
Is it easier just to name the players who are healthy?
No.
I don't know. Do you notice how like me and David were excited to talk about it, and then you just smacked us in the face?
So, Bengals drafted an offensive tackle, Jonah Williams, out of Alabama.
Good pick.
A solid player, never injured.
Surefire starter.
Surefire starter was going to bolster that weak offensive line.
No.
And one practice, and he's out for the season. I don't know, he tore his labrum.
Yeah.
So, they're not saying he's out for the year. He's on the PUP list. But chances are, if he does play, it's going to be late in the
season.
He'll
be back probably in the division round.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll just throw him in there.
Coming back just in time.
When they're 4-11 or whatever, they'll throw him in there. And get him some playing time for next year.
And he'll blow his knee out.
Yeah, probably. And then, so he's out for the season. And then training camp started. And A.J. Green was giving an interview with NFL Network. And it was great. And all things were good. And he was feeling good coming off an injury from last year. And
yeah.
He was ready to dominate. And the first pass got thrown up. Typical underthrow from Andy Dalton. And he landed on his ankle. And it sprained.
Yeah, it wasn't a high sprain, but it was one of those things where, like...
It was a low.
I don't know if, like... I'm not a doctor or anything, but, like, I've rolled my ankle about a bajillion times, so I know there's, like... I think there's, like, 3 major ligaments in your ankle, and I think he tore 2 of them, and so they just decided to have surgery instead, and then once they... Because originally it was, like, it'll be a couple weeks, and then when you decide to have surgery, which is probably a good thing, that's when they found out, okay, this might be a little bit worse than what we thought. So that ultimately, I think the surgery was a good thing, and they're saying... They're hoping, like, I don't know, within the first 4 weeks he'll come back. I've heard rumor the Monday night game might be a good target time. I think that's Pitt.
Yeah, I think it seems like with every injury the Bengals have, it's like, and maybe it was a Marvin thing, but maybe it's just a Bengals medical team. It's like, so the updates came out on Twitter. Oh, he's fine. Low ankle sprain. Looks like we dodged a bullet. And then 4 hours later, might be a little more serious. Getting a second opinion.
Yeah.
And then the next morning.
Surgery.
Surgery. He had surgery. But he still might make the first game of the season. Yeah. And then the next day he had surgery. He's probably out for 4 games.
Well, Zach Taylor, like, right away, I think, after the surgery was like, yeah, he's going to miss a handful of games. I think that's probably fine. So he doesn't feel rushed to get back.
It's just frustrating.
That's super frustrating.
And then the other injuries, like John Ross, can't get on the field ever. He was out of the preseason game. I don't know if it was like regular season if he planned, but
he played. Oh, no, he's right. He's 11.
His hammies are messed up or something.
He's been riding bike like all. Yeah. That's all I hear about updates.
And
from
Joe Mixon was out practice too, but I don't know if that's.
I haven't heard anything.
He's probably holding out
basically already
because every tweet he has is pay Zeke, pay Melvin.
Yeah, he's preparing for his payday
before he's played.
It's like I've told you guys like before. Like it's going to be so tough to pay him when his Twitter handle is making money Mixon.
Like, yeah.
So
yeah, main man, money mixing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
his Twitter pictures him in that fur coat.
Yeah,
he's gonna want to get paid.
Absolutely, but I like the fur coat.
Yeah,
I mean he can wear fur all he wants.
But okay, real quick, what did you guys think about when Tyler Boyd was basically complaining about the field at Dayton?
I think it was a legit complaint, but I don't think it was. They kept blaming it on AJ's injury.
Nothing to do with
what did you say?
He said there was like he couldn't run a route, like there were rocks, and everyone was slipping and sliding all over the place. I mean, and I didn't watch anything from that practice, but apparently, like some people from Dayton got a little flustered about his comments.
Yeah,
and basically, he was saying they shouldn't be there, and the national media was like, "This is the NFL's fault because it's the 100th year; they're making all these teams practice in places they don't normally would practice."
Yeah, it wasn't. Everyone wanted to blame AJ Green's injury on it.
And it had nothing to do with the field.
It was a jump ball, and he came down. Drake Kirkpatrick landed on his ankle weird.
Yeah.
And you could tell AJ Green was immediately like, damn it.
So they like politicized his injury to like not.
Yeah, I mean,
that's kind of like, I think
if he doesn't, it was more of the players than the media.
If he doesn't get hurt, it was like a little blip that someone might have said, the field was bad.
Yeah.
And then they move on.
Like, I think it was something they were probably complaining about before the practice, and then AJ Green got hurt. So, like, hey, let's use this.
Yeah, we'll try snowball it.
Yeah.
Because I think all the people that were complaining, they're like, what are they doing with AJ Green on this high school field? And I'm like, all these people who are complaining did not watch the video of him get hurt.
No.
I didn't.
It was like David said, it was an underthrown ball. Kirkpatrick kind of dove for it, and then as he came down on,
well, if it happened on Sunday, the first game, like, it would have been the same thing.
Do you guys have a QB controversy yet?
I don't know. Ryan Finley was crushing it.
That dude looks like the next Andy Dalton.
He does.
Yeah.
Next taller Andy Dalton.
He does look like Andy Dalton. He's like exactly the same.
He did look good.
No, we have no. Did you see? Oh, by the way,
Driscoll's getting cut.
Did you see Dalton's visor?
Dalton always has a visor at practice.
It's tinted.
What? I thought it was clear.
It's like a red tint.
No.
Ah, I saw red.
All right, I'm going to Google it at the break because everything I saw was like a practice today.
Did he have a visor last year?
He always wears a clear visor during training camp.
He would wear a clear visor. Oh.
I wish he would wear a visor.
Why does he wear a visor during training camp?
I guess the lower the risk of injury of people getting poked in the face.
But he doesn't wear it this season?
Yeah, I don't get it. A lot of quarterbacks wear visors.
I thought I saw like a half reddish tint on that visor.
Marietta wears it all year.
That would be dope.
Which would be sweet because he's like, you know, already the ginger guy. And
that would make it
red hair.
There can only be one.
Yeah, so. But we'll see. The first preseason game.
They got lit up.
Yeah, I mean, the first team offense went down and scored.
Yeah. Dalton was like 8 for 9, hit Boyd like 3 times.
Auden Tate had a good catch.
Yep.
It was like a jump ball. Travion Williams had some good plays.
So is Auden Tate going to be one of those preseason all-stars every year?
Yeah. You just wait till Boyd takes later in the year.
Is Tyler Boyd going to be like your number one?
To start out, but
no, I'm thinking throughout the whole year. You think
he's better than Green now?
I don't know
if he's better. It all depends on like if this
like his this stock, injury his stock lingers. Is rising, then AJ Green obviously is.
Yeah. He's better than Corey Smith,
but.
Huh? Corey Davis.
Mm. Sorry.
That is so irrelevant. You couldn't even remember his name.
Yeah.
Good burn, Jordan.
Thanks. It's preseason.
You can tell Boyd and Dalton have a chemistry. Even in preseason, it was like they were finding each other like on these little. It was like the way Palmer used to be with Hoosh. Like, it's just they got these like.
That's who he is. He is a better, more athletic version of TJ.
He's going to be like the safety valve. He's going to catch a ton of passes. He might catch more balls than AJ Green this year.
I would take that, man.
Well, play more games.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to help. But I mean, even I think if it was a regular full season for both, Tyler Boyd might have more targets and catches, I would think, just because he's going to have no time at all. Like, our offensive line is, I think, is our offensive line worse than last year?
I don't think it's worse.
Nah.
It's not any better.
It's not.
You guys got Billy Price back.
Yeah, you
got
to have Billy Price do better.
He got demoted to the twos today, but I don't know if that was supposedly.
Dude, all I know is he was working everybody around,
but he was working with the second team.
None of that stuff matters right now. The depth charts that came out.
It's early.
Like, they are required to put those out. Like, did you see what, like, Miami did? They put, like, at running back, they put Kenyon Drake or Kalen Ballage. Like, I think they're just like, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't think
Billy Price taking second team reps is not good.
I don't think it is.
Because
they had Trey Hopkins taking the first team reps as center today.
It's fine. It could, for all we know, that's like Zach Taylor trying to send him a message to get it together. I'm not worried about any of that stuff.
But I think one injury and like, I mean, O'Shea Dugas is our other left
tackle. That's a real name?
Yeah, O'Shea Dugas. Which, by the way, if he was good, that'd be a sweet name.
That would be dope.
Like, are you your left tackle O'Shea Dugas?
Like, in Michael Jordan's competing.
Yeah, he was at first team left guard today. So that random fifth round flyer we took. Well, no, we traded up for him, didn't we?
Yeah.
They liked him. But we'll see. The line, I don't think, is going to be any better. Cordy Glenn has a history of injury problems. He's older as it is.
I don't think he really has a history of injury problems.
Right tackle is a garbage can.
Yeah, I think that's why the Bills traded him.
I don't know. Well, he got in. Okay, he started like all like 5 straight seasons for them, and then he got hurt that last year.
He was good last year, but he wasn't like great last year. He was good.
He was fine.
Yeah,
which is what we need.
And we still have the worst tackle in the league, right tackle. We have 2 new guards, so we don't know what that's going to be.
basically the interior line is like a giant question mark right now.
Yeah. I just don't think it's going to be that good.
I don't think it's worse. I just think it's whatever to me.
So Joe Mixon's going to get a million carries. Will he be able to go anywhere with the line? Who knows? He's going to catch a ton of passes.
Joe Mixon's going to go off this year.
Going to have the ball 100 times.
Yep.
Every game. If he's healthy.
He is going to have, and this is my bold prediction of not bold predictions, but he's going to have like a Christian McCaffrey type season.
Yeah. I could see it. He's just going to be about the only option. I mean, you got Boyd. I've heard until he gets hurt week three. I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting excited for this year.
Well, I'm not.
I'm like, excited.
I'm fine with it because I
love football. I
have no real expectations going in.
I don't.
And everything, and like, it's finally starting to get to the point where we might see some like new faces. Like, the defense is going to be I know the depth charts don't mean anything, but they got Hubbard and they got, you know, Hubbard like lined up right now as a starter.
Yeah.
Which I'm cool with. I mean, I don't know if that's what he's actually going to be. But the other thing, like, I'm really excited for is like Jermaine Pratt. Like, I've been hearing a lot of really good things about him.
Yeah, he was our draft pick for linebacker.
That's where, like, he may not start the first game, but I guarantee by the end of the season he's a consistent starter. Like, he's already calling plays on defense with the second unit. I just think he's hands down better than pretty much anyone we have.
What has been something that Zach Taylor, that's his name, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got Zach Smith.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Zach Stevens.
That he's done that you're like, okay, this is a good coach. Like, you're happy. Has he done anything particularly that everyone's like, oh, he has it?
You mean like stuff from practice?
Talk to the media?
Yeah, like what the media is saying.
Like, I think they like him better because he's not, he doesn't BS like Marvin does. Marvin, I don't know, I can't even remember how Marvin was when he was younger, but he became a grumpy old man who never wanted to answer questions.
Yeah. They changed the locker room around.
They just have to do their job better.
Basically that. Yes.
Did he do like a no music at practice type deal?
No. I think he's more like music.
I think he's pretty relaxed.
I think he's cool. Like, wants to be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They overplay their dumb social media stuff with the day, with DEY. Yeah. They keep doing the nude day.
That's
and
the
it
thing.
Bothers me, and I'm like,
it's the thing.
It's they have, a nude
they
day.
They have a slogan.
I'm like, no, it's not.
They have a Everyone slogan every year.
It's gonna be a new day.
They're trying to like it's a new regime.
Yeah, I know.
I just get tired of it. With a lot of the same like not a lot. It's a new regime.
It's a new regime.
You guys have had a new regime. That word I go through every year. Yeah. You guys haven't had one in like 15 years.
I know.
No, it's a nice little.
It's gonna be interesting.
Restart.
Nice road test to start the season there at Seattle. With the crowd, so that's gonna be tough.
I think that could be interesting because their defense is not, like, I think everyone still thinks, like, Seattle, they think defense. That defense is nothing.
I think it's going to be how good our defense is. I mean, can we stop anybody? And then how healthy we are on offense. And if our offensive line can keep Dalton up for 1 second or two.
And so isn't he, like, one of the top five in terms of average?
Yeah, I mean, like,
shortest amount of time it takes to throw a pass.
Didn't the Rams get rid of the ball pretty quick?
Oh, you mean, like, Dalton?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's top five in, like, getting rid of the ball.
They've said he's done a lot of, like, jet sweeps like they did in L.A., so, you know, a lot of, like, pre-snap jet sweep motions, which we never had. They're going to be a lot 11 personnel, which is what?
One back, one tight end.
Yeah, back, one tight end, three wide receivers.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a different look for the Bengals because last year they went a ton of two tight ends.
Well, and I just think, like, based off everything I've heard from, like, Zach Taylor, and if it's anything remotely like what the Rams offense was, like we were saying, like, Joe Mixon's going to get a ton of work.
Yeah. With all their tight end, though, they have a pretty deep, you know, with Eifert and Uzama and then their first-round pick and second-round pick, but basically the first without...
it was the second. It's not basically. It is the second-round pick.
It's the top pick that's going to play this year.
Yeah.
Drew Sample. So they might go a lot of two tight ends because they have a deep tight end position. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
So who's your guy? Like, if we're doing this, who's your guy this year?
Yep, players to watch.
See, for me, it's hands down, like, it's Jermaine Pratt because that was one of the historically one of the worst linebacking units in the history of the NFL.
I got one. William Jackson.
Yeah.
I want him
to make a break year
like,
for him.
First year, it was like everyone was like, he's going to be a shutdown corner. And then last year, they played a lot of zone. They didn't really give him man-to-man all the time. He got mad. I hope they just put him on an island this year and see how he play. Like, I want him to be a shutdown guy because that could make the defense way better. Because I think Dre is not necessarily a total liability on the other side, but if you could get one side covered and at least shade the other side, I mean, you know what I mean?
You still have Denard.
Yeah, we re-signed him, but he's typically a nickel corner. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it completely changes how you can structure your defense if you can.
So I want to see him.
One guy. Who's your strong safety?
Sean Williams right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Sean Williams. And then the other one's
Jesse Bates.
Yeah. Who has another player that could be awesome.
Yeah.
So our secondary should be okay. Our linebackers are question marks. Our defensive line is solid. So we'll see. Offensively, every year I hear Josh Malone.
Yeah. I've been hearing a lot of, like, potential, like, him trying to take advantage of AJ being out. Like, yeah. A type of breakout season, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think Rodney Anderson could be awesome.
Auden Tate.
If he gets to play. He's the draft pick out of Oklahoma, who had an ACL injury, but that pushed him back away in the draft. But he was healthier than expected, and he's cleared. So it'd be interesting to see how he does, because there's rumors that Gio was on the trade block for a little while there.
Yeah. Well, and Trey Carson, I think, didn't he start
The last game?
The preseason
game? Yes, he did. So
running backs do you have?
Or was it Trayvon Williams that started?
Trayvon Williams, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes,
Trey Carson's gone.
Trayvon Williams, the A&M.
You guys got four.
Yeah, we got four solid. I mean, you don't know what the rookies are.
Trayvon Williams led the SEC in rushing.
Yep. And then Rodney Anderson was a really big prospect until he got hurt. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm excited, but... I still think they have a lot of the same pieces. So
what's your guess on, like?
I think they win at most 6 games.
And we'll do official, unless you guys want to do it this week, official.
Before the season starts?
Yeah. Maybe like week 3.
I'll give my unofficial and I'll say 5-11. Is that? Yeah. 5-11. They're going to be 5-11. And they'll be picking top.
I bet by the end of preseason, you're at like 7 games.
Think so?
Yeah.
No, I won't be.
Okay.
I was going to, like, my bet. I always do, like, 2. I think, like, best case scenario, they're 7-9. Yeah. Absolute best. Worst case scenario,
2.
I was going to say, like, 4-12. Like you said, 5-11.
Who will be the worst team in the league?
I don't know. They're
not going to be the Bengals.
The Dolphins?
Dolphins
got all the actual NFL, worst team?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
Redskins might be bad.
The Redskins got shot. I also low key think that the Raiders could be like one. Look at their schedule. It's a gauntlet.
I'm thinking the Raiders are not going to be good this year.
The Jags?
No, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be all right. They got a new.
I don't think they'll be great, but they'll be floating around there.
Broncos?
Nah.
Cardinals won't be good.
I think
here's the Broncos quarterback.
Flacco.
They're not gonna be good.
And Drew Locke. They'll be all right.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear nothing good about Case Keenum.
The Titans.
They won't be good.
The Browns.
No.
Speaking of the Browns, do you want to go into some Browns? I'm done talking about the Bengals. Are you? Do you have any more last parting thoughts, Garmin?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I just have a hard time seeing them really going up above and beyond the last couple of years.
Well, real quick before we go, if we go out of the Browns, if we're gonna if the Bengals are gonna be like a giant dumpster fire, like what are your thoughts on the tank for Tua? Because I
don't want Tua.
I don't want any. I don't care what kind of season he has. I don't want anything to do with him. I don't understand the hype.
Are you dead set, or could something change this year where you watch him enough? Maybe you'll focus a little bit more on him, and then you're like, okay, I could do it.
Nope, because someone else will emerge, either that or Justin Herbert.
I could go through 2 bad years for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I could do
that. Would be the smartest play.
Yeah.
But so are 3 other teams.
Pick some, pick a good linebacker in the top 10 this year, and then next year be really bad.
I mean, I could be wrong, but what is Tua like, what, like 6'1", 6'2"? He doesn't seem like he's crazy athletically fast. Like, I just don't want anything to do with
him. Plus, is he a lefty?
Yeah.
I don't like lefty quarterbacks.
So they're weird. They make me think too much.
He seems like a weird dude because, like,
the best lefty in the NFL right now?
Right now? Mike Vick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know.
Is there a lefty?
He's not in the NFL.
I don't know if there's a lefty. There's got to be a lefty. I don't know, though.
There's a lefty.
We'll get our research department on that.
The stat guy's in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. I was just
curious. I don't want a lefty quarterback.
Move on.
Yeah, let's go to the Browns. They're going to be terrible this year.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Can I get a dog check?
That's a weak dog bird.
Dog check? What do you do if...
It's like, you know how the Bengals do the stupid Who Day stuff?
Yeah. I agree. But what do you say when they say, can I get a dog check? Do you say check?
Present.
Present.
No.
Okay.
You bark. Wolf.
You bark.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of dogs, but yeah. They have an elf as their mascot.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Mariota.
So tell us your season outlook, you know, just tell us how great you're going to be and everything.
Well, what do you guys think? Well, okay, so...
I am very fascinated in your guys' season because if it does not start out hot, the world is going to turn on you so fast.
That's fine. You know what? Bring it. I think we'll be all right. I think the season outlook is still good.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah. I like Freddie Kitchens. I like what he's doing. I like the way we played on Thursday.
Yeah, you look good.
We looked solid.
Mac Wilson looks like a star.
He might be. He'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
He's really good in coverage. I think he's a little bit weak against the run. That's where, like, Sione Tagovailoa is pretty good.
I feel like the NFL's all going past anyway.
Yeah, and he's a weak side linebacker, so he doesn't have to be. So, you know, if he keeps making those picks, I think it's just something that you have to plan for, and they'll know where he's at, and that's all he needs to do. But Mac Wilson has looked good.
Greedy Williams had a pick.
He's been doing good. He's been playing with the ones. Who else did we get? Sheldrick Redwine is looking pretty good. He'll be a backup safety, but...
Were all the defensive linemen playing? The new guys?
Miles Garrett played a little bit.
Did, what's his name? I can't think of...
Ogunjobi?
No, Ogunjobi. Guy for Olivier Vernon.
He did not play. I think every other lineman didn't play.
Sheldon Richardson? Play.
If they play, they played a couple snaps. Miles Garrett played one series.
Did he get a sack, like, right away?
No, but he had, like, two holding penalties. Mm-hmm. They should start keeping track of holding penalties for defensive ends.
Yeah.
Because I think
that'd be a good stat. Oh, they call that probably, they give them a pressure for that. Because there's a ton of
officially,
like.
Officially, I mean, I bet,
like,
teams.
NFL Twitter nerds
teams
are like.
Make stats about it.
This guy only had 5 sacks, but he had 25 pressures last year, so he's really good.
But I think pressures, you just have to be within, like, 2 steps of the quarterback when he throws.
So that's kind of a hedgy stat.
Yeah.
But tell me how this offense is going to be, because Baker should. I mean,
our
season depends on him.
Rests on Baker, and I'm somewhat nervous. Still, like, closeted. Nervous, but confident.
He's just so confident in himself that I feel like he's going to be good.
I think he'll be good. The highlights they put out, and he looked good on Thursday when we did the 2-minute drill. So, yeah, it kind of rests on him. Odell and Jarvis have been on the field, like, probably 4 series in terms of practice. Like, one of them takes a day off, or they don't really practice on the same field too much. So, Tony Callaway, who started doing good, but I think they've known for a while that he was suspended. So, like, he was always around with the second team. And everyone's like, well, he's around with the second teams. But that's probably
what did he get suspended for?
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Drugs. Just got pulled over.
So, we're used to it. It's no biggie.
Yeah, he just got pulled over or something?
I think he failed a drug test.
Yeah, because we were talking, me and Jordan were talking about this prior.
What a smart guy.
I don't know if you guys had listened to Chris Long at all when he retired. He talked about, like, the marijuana drug testing and how, like, the NFL sets it up. He's like, basically, if you get caught, like, you basically have to be an idiot because they know when those tests
when
the tests are coming.
But so Higgins is our number 3, and he has good chemistry with Baker.
Was he potentially on the bubble before the Callaway thing?
No, he was always going to be 4. We cut him in 2017. Hugh Jackson cut him, and then...
Oh, well, Hugh knows everything.
Yeah. And then something happened. I think we, either through injuries, we signed him back, and then he just had good chemistry with Baker last year and with the 2s, and he kind of stuck along, and he just kind of knows how to make plays. And I met him, no big deal. So I think Myles Garrett is... Could potentially, like, have, like, 20 sacks.
What?
Yeah.
Defensive player of the year?
That's not my bold take, but the way he practices and the way he gets off the line, he'll be in the backfield before, like, the left tackle is even moved. There's some screenshots of him on Thursday when the left tackle, I don't know who it is, his backup, because they don't have, who is it, Trent Williams? Who is the Redskins?
Yeah.
So it was a backup left tackle.
He wants to trade.
Yeah.
No one knows the Redskins.
So
the only person I know is Haskins.
Jay Gruden.
So I think as long as we stay fairly healthy, I think we'll be all right. What's our over-under 9?
I haven't looked.
I think that's what I saw. I think it is 9.
Yeah. And you're going over on that?
I mean, my prediction right now is over 9.
11?
I'd say 10.
I think 10. If I had to put my
down. But I agree. I think
we have to start out high. I don't know how I feel even if we start with the Titans. And then the 49ers, who I think some people are big on. I'm not big on them yet.
But then, like, don't you have a stretch with, like, the Rams and then the Patriots? And
Rams, Patriots, Seahawks, somebody else. Chargers, maybe.
Yeah.
That so could be. Yeah.
Could be 2-4.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Could be. That's all right. We'll be like.
And then ESPN will just be living in Berea.
It doesn't matter.
They will be. That'll be so fun. But I think we're ready for it. So. Are you guys scared yet or not?
No.
You're just being prepared to be annoyed. Like, yeah. You're already annoyed,
being prepared,
right?
I was prepared to be annoyed last year. I am annoyed.
Why are you annoyed?
Well,
let's break this down. Why are you annoyed?
Because we had to listen to you guys when you guys were in, like, 0-16, and you guys talked a lot of, like, trash. Now you guys are good.
What type of trash do we talk?
Just unwarranted trash for a bad team.
Not you so much, but
I think you know what we're talking about, Jordan.
I have not heard.
I didn't write stuff down. All I know is like it was absurd when you guys were terrible.
Well, have you ever laughed at the Browns the past 3 years?
Laugh? No, like I don't.
Yes, you have.
I mean,
through the Johnny Manziel eras, you laugh.
Oh yeah.
So I think we're ready and we're due.
Okay.
To laugh at you guys.
No, it's not because you guys are.
Fair point.
Yeah, no, because they have been, and even when you guys were terrible, you guys were like 7. Like you didn't even have a 500 record last year, and it's as if you guys are Super Bowl champions. Like it's a lock.
Like
already.
Like who? No, we're happy that we won games, and like people are like, "Ooh, you think you won Super Bowl?" No, we're not. We have won games, and we're happy.
That's like the 1% where you are right now, the 1% of
rational Browns. I disagree. I think it's the 99%. And you're thinking of a 1%.
No.
Yeah.
No. But either way, like I'm not even talking about like the fan stuff like that. Like I come to expect. I thought I would be prepared to not like I would be prepared to not be annoyed of like OBJ at practice running one-on-one. I mean, there's him running just regular, not even like a route. Where he just runs like it's like a like he's walking a slant and catches the ball one handed and it's retweeted 800,000 times.
Well, that's on you.
What do you mean that's on me?
Don't follow those people.
I don't.
Don't watch the videos.
I just follow sports.
Sometimes I have to look at Andy Dalton's face on my timeline. I don't get mad at you guys.
I think you understand what I'm saying.
I don't.
It's that it's everywhere. Like Baker pretending to do the drum thing.
I think
you'll see that every week.
It's hard not to follow ESPN, Bleacher Report.
You'll see that every
all
week.
The sports writers in Ohio. Like if I want to stay in, like I'm not going to unfollow people just because I thought I would be prepared.
But why aren't they covering the Bengals is my question.
Because the Browns are not
exciting. We don't have a blonde guy.
A blonde guy.
Well, like,
oh, well, not anymore.
It doesn't matter if you
OBJ
had
guy blonde you
have,
hair.
OBJ had is it. Enough to have more
for the SPs, man.
Oh, you gotta look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably wasn't at practice.
So, but ultimately, like what you said, David, I think the season rests on Baker's shoulders, and it's how big of a step
he's good or
he can be. Yeah.
Well, it'll be fun to watch, kind of. For Browns fans, it will be fun to watch. For other teams, it'll depend on how good they do. It'll be how fun it is to watch.
Yeah.
If they do bad, it might be fun to watch for us.
They'll have a lot of, I think, well, probably 2 years ago, we had no players, maybe David Njoku, that you would draft in fantasy. Now I think we'll have a lot of players that people want to draft in fantasy. Did you just get a text?
I did. Lance just told me, Lance Wilson, listener in Fort Laramie, said we don't have a blonde guy. It's correct.
Yeah, we don't.
I made a mistake. Yeah. He got rid of
I mean, we probably do somewhere on the team.
Yeah, I mean, one of the linemen probably.
Yeah, Kush. Eric Schobert? Kush. Schobert's kind of blonde. He's dirty blonde.
Well, it's time for a break.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back with some Titans takes from Philly, a little preview on them, and some other rest of the NFL stuff. We'll be right back.
They're back. Mary Colleen's will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches, and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274. Klinkturn & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klinkturnandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klinkturn & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
I may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
It is the practice squad. Call in 419-516-0702. Billy.
Yeah.
Give us a lowdown on those Tennessee Titans this year.
Woo.
How you feeling?
Good.
How we feeling? That's what Marty Brenneman said all the time, right?
Well, I'm feeling good about the depth of our team.
I guess.
I'll say that. First team didn't really do much in the first preseason game, but Ryan Tannehill looked good. Logan Woodside looked good.
You have Tannehill?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Does he look better than Mariota?
Mariota had 8 plays in, and Tannehill played like 20-some. So
more sample size.
Yeah.
Sounds like excuses.
I think you guys should
First of all, I didn't watch
like
it.
Denial.
I just looked at the highlights of it.
I think you guys should do what the Buckeyes did that one time and have like 2 quarterbacks.
It's not going to happen.
That works for us.
Tannehill plays one series, and then Mariota plays one.
I mean, I can see them throwing Tannehill and Mariota in like some of those trick plays, but I mean.
Do like they did with Miami with Cutler.
I feel like if somebody doesn't have a trick play, it's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, for sure. He doesn't tolerate trick plays, for sure.
Why?
None of that razzle-dazzle.
What are you talking about? We went for it on a fake punt, and we threw it for like 60 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah,
is that also, not a trick play?
And
also Mike Vrabel, the linebacker who caught like how many touchdowns?
Doesn't mean he's a trick play.
That's kind of a trick play.
He was a part of trick plays, so he didn't come up with a trick play.
Okay. True. The guy who was a part of many
every
trick plays.
Every NFL coach has one trick play in her book. Or he seems very...
flea flicker? I mean, yeah. He seems like a guy that wouldn't, but I mean, like...
That's all I'm saying.
He has...
Wrong.
I don't know. It, like, he went, I don't know, fourth down. I think he might have...
Run up the middle.
Tied for going on fourth down. Like, he went for on fourth downs a lot. I mean, he's not afraid to... I don't know.
Come on, Jordan.
Going for it on fourth down doesn't mean it's a trick play.
What do I know?
Is Derrick Henry hurt?
You hear the attitude of the Browns.
Derrick Henry is hurt. He was in a walking boot for precaution, but he will be ready for the start of the season.
So is he out the whole preseason?
He might be out this game. He might play the last preseason.
Well, he just needs to have one big game in week like 13, right? That's what he usually does every year.
Listen to this guy.
He's just laying it on.
He is.
I really don't care.
He's Browns fans.
Okay.
We won 7 games last year. You need to know what I'm talking about.
Dude, just wait till we win.
Who's the backup running back? White? Is it White?
Yeah.
James or
Deion Lewis.
James Deion Lewis. I got him confused with
then our third.
Lendell White.
Lendell White.
Yeah, Lendell White. Where was I at? But the main guys, like you said, most of the starters
one series done. So it was mainly the backups and third string, fourth strings. We have a lot of young undrafted receivers that we brought in, and I forget their names because I haven't really been paying attention.
How's the rookie doing? He got hurt.
AJ Brown is hurt, but he is back in full pads this week practicing. So
he might be out there next preseason game.
I'm pretty sure we'll see him.
So it's maybe what, him maybe on one side and Corey Davis on the other?
As of now, yeah.
How's Corey Davis
looking? Don't you have a Taylor?
Then
somebody?
We have Tywan Taylor. Tajay Sharp, then we have Adam Humphries.
Oh, nice. So that was a good pick. He was good last year in fantasy.
Yeah.
With the Bucks. I picked him up against the Bengals. Like, man, we haven't been covering them slot guys.
Did he make up for your Le'Veon Bell pick?
Yeah, I mean, it got me out of the bottom. Yeah, it was a rough year.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, and then followed that up with Deshaun Watson, and then took Tariq Cohen pretty early, but then he ended up playing pretty good. So no one cares about my fantasy team, though.
You want to know, did you hear, there's some, crazy stat with, Corey Davis last year?
Mm.
I'm trying to think. I think it was Pro Football Focus. Philly, we talked about that. 73.5% of the throws that went to Corey Davis were labeled uncatchable.
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that unbelievable?
By the way, we need a drop when Garmin drops some stats on us.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're really good with stats. Like, you always come to the table with evidence-based knowledge.
I had one for the Browns or the Bengals. I completely forgot.
I got a stat.
You do?
Yep.
Hit us.
So Brock Osweiler has more wins against Tom Brady than Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck, and Patrick Mahomes combined.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun, but
yeah. See, that's what we need.
I completely forgot. Like, we were talking about the Bengals with AJ Green. Like, do you want to know what our win percentage is when he's with us versus when he doesn't play?
I don't, because he's not with them right now.
We win 32% of the time
without him.
Without AJ Green.
Mm. We're going to be awesome this year.
And it's 60% with them.
What is the outlook, Philly? Good try. The outlook hurts my ears every time you do it.
I about say the other word.
Yeah, I know.
So I got to be careful.
You are. Watch what you're doing. You have to scrub the audio.
Timestamp yourself.
The outlook of this season, I'm going to go, I want to go in all in just because, we need to.
Yeah. Oh, Titan fans are annoying.
Can you believe these Titans?
Yeah. Get over yourself.
I can only imagine.
They almost made the playoffs last year.
Almost
made the playoffs.
Mariota's going to take the jump this year.
Whatever. What's your outlook?
Doesn't matter.
I threw him off his game.
Yeah, you did.
Best in the world.
I got another stat, though.
Go.
No one cares.
All right. There have been 15 college football playoff games so far. Only three haven't involved Bama or Clemson.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Fact.
Nice. You want another fact?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just thinking about, because would you say there's probably a pretty good chance that, as much as I'm giving Jordan BS over here, is, the Browns have probably got a pretty good shot to make the playoffs. I was just thinking about how, this is the first year, randomly, that the NBA is going to have, parity, but, how great the NFL is at always having parity.
Mm-hmm.
So, teams that didn't make the playoffs that did. So, starting with 2014, five teams made the playoffs that didn't the year prior. In 15, it was four. 16, it was six. Eight in 18 and seven in, or no, eight in 17 and seven in 18.
I think that's why it's so popular. I mean, one reason why.
It's almost a guarantee, four to six teams that didn't make the playoffs, that's about the average, will make the playoffs the next year.
The Titans just missed the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they lose to the Colts?
Yeah, if they had beat the Colts.
Blaine Gabbert and his dirty stash. I remember turning that game on, kind of excited for a football game that had playoff implications, and they did the quarterback intros, and they showed Andrew Luck throwing, and then they showed Blaine Gabbert.
Is he in the league still?
No.
I think he's... Yeah,
you guys have better
testing the waters.
Now.
It's fun to go back and look at that draft that Dalton was in.
Yeah. He's probably one of the... Well, who's the best quarterback? Cam Newton?
Wait, Dalton was in that draft with Blaine Gabbert?
I think
I don't know.
Wasn't it Cam Newton and Blaine Gabbert?
Blaine Gabbert, wasn't
maybe
not. Two.
Maybe it was the year prior, because wasn't there, a draft with... I'm trying to think. Wasn't Pond...
Blaine Gabbert's been in the... Well, I guess Andy Dalton has too. So
maybe that was the same draft as Locker. I'm trying. Maybe I'm thinking
it was 2010 draft.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Locker
you're
right. Sounds right. Yeah. It was our junior year of college when like we got AJ.
There was a lot of guys that won the first round. Like Ponder went.
Yeah, that were all drafted before Dalton.
Yeah,
it was a bad year.
A lot of bad.
I think there are though a lot of good quarterbacks, like young quarterbacks in the league. Like there was a stretch where it was like EJ Manuel and Christian Ponder.
Yeah.
Where I think right now we
what
have
what changed
like,
that? Just bad years and good years.
Genes.
No, I just think that there's. I think maybe it's just like the way the college is going. Like there's so many more like focus on the pass. Like there's just like in the NFL now, there's so many like solid quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's no. I mean, there's all right. You got the. Is it Navy that does a triple option or
yeah?
Or that's about the only college team that does like a run first offense. Like the rest of them like are pretty much all like
to Georgia Tech used to do it. I think they're not doing it anymore.
Not doing it no more.
They're not Georgia Tech.
Is it Georgia? Yeah, I think it was Georgia Tech.
It used to be Georgia Tech.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
But I don't think they do that. They're more leaning. They might be 50-50 now. But
like Graham Harrell, remember him from Texas Tech? He's going to be the OC at USC this year.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I always thought like in college I was like, dude, this guy's awesome. He doesn't get drafted
because it's crazy because like it's the polar opposite of like college is all it's like throwing a ball. They want to see you know.
I still remember
like 500 like, yards passing in a game and stuff like that. Then yeah. NFL is still it's moving towards that way, but the NFL is still like, hey, run first.
Yeah.
Type.
Yeah. Well. You have to give me a prediction. Yeah, you have to give me a prediction on the win total.
The win total, I'm going to go 10. And
that's a bold prediction.
6.
10 and 6.
I'm going. We will finish the last three seasons 9-7. So I'm just going one more win.
Yeah.
Did you try to segue?
No. kind of. But so. I think. So you got the Colts and the Jags, and then, well, you got a tough division.
Well, our
Texans.
But the thing is, we need to be good this year just because our schedule in general is just fits better.
Yeah. Oh, the division's really hard. I mean, it's a tougher division than the AFC North, I think. I think the Ravens will be okay. I think the Steelers will be okay. I think the Bengals will be meh. And I think the Browns will be good.
But, I mean, all in general, you know, like I said, first preseason game, you see the actual true starters. Some were hurt, didn't even play. Some didn't even dress. And you only see them one drive. Then it's more of I'm happy with how our depth is.
Yeah.
Like, we got playmakers in, you know, second string, third string or whatever.
You're deep.
So that's what kind of the first preseason game was like. Nights like seeing the new guys, rookies, you know, out there, see how they do. And I was happy with some of the performances. And yeah, like I said, the season outlook, I'm looking to be better this year, but it's more of hoping to more.
Yeah.
Because I want it to, you know, whatever. But
we'll see how Mariota.
Yeah, it's going to be basically, it's going to be relied on. Yeah. If Marcus has a breakout year, then I think we will make the playoffs. But, you know,
it is what it is.
Anything in the rest of the NFL we want to go over?
Yeah.
Do we want to touch AB?
I want to.
Antonio Brown for sure.
Why did he have frostbitten feet?
He didn't wear the right foot protection to go in the cryogenic chamber.
So this had to be like a janky place if he didn't wear the right foot.
He didn't read the instructions.
Yes.
He couldn't have.
Like dude had it in his basement or something?
No.
He went
to a place in France. We're not talking about him going into some place, someone's janky basement.
I mean, he could have gone into a janky basement in France.
They're like, hey, do you want to wear these boots? He's like, nah, man, I'm cool.
He might have.
I'm Antonio Brown. I know what I'm doing.
I've heard people who have been to these things say like it's almost impossible to get into it without the proper footwear because people are so.
You like, think like on, the people running.
You have to put stuff on your hands and your feet.
Pretty much the furthest things away from your heart that can pump the blood to like your fingertips and feet, your toes.
Like he is an absolute moron.
You gotta wear protective. Like
he can play football though.
I don't. Like, he can play. Yeah, you can play football. I mean, can he play football? Because he can't because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love this story right now because he is so dumb.
Yeah, he's really dumb.
Like the whole helmet thing.
I just like how he thinks he runs the NFL. Like he says, I'm going to retire if I can't wear a helmet.
He kind of reminds me a little bit of like a spoiled kid where in Pittsburgh he just whined and complained and then kind of got his way.
Well, everybody,
and now the Raiders are kind of like, nah.
What everybody doesn't know is that if he walked away from football, he's also walking away from $30 million guaranteed. So, I mean, like he's not doing that.
Did you see this, like, so do you know, like, the whole situation with the helmet?
Yeah, I mean, he said he won't play if he can't have
the old
helmet.
No, I mean, like,
the NFL mandated that the helmets that he wore, you know, like, when he got drafted, they're not fit to protect
them. They won't even test them anymore because they're so old. They have to pass this certain test. He was grandfathered in last year because guys like Rodgers and Brady were all wearing these helmets, and the NFL wasn't going to be like, okay, well, this is the last year.
Yeah.
So everybody has to wear these new helmets.
Yeah. Tom Brady and even talked about it.
Legit, these new helmets are specifically, obviously, to help prevent concussions.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to file a suit, was going to file a suit, saying if he wore one of these new helmets and got hurt, he was going to hold the NFL liable for that. And I'm like, how completely backwards is this? Like, he literally painted his old helmet. That's why I can't wait for Hard Knocks.
I want a picture of that. Of like, him, like,
there were so many, there were so many memes. Like, he literally took his, he had to call Pittsburgh and they sent him his old helmet. And either he painted it or someone painted it. And it wasn't the right color. And the people in the Raiders camp saw that and they're like, you can't wear that helmet.
And then he walked off.
And then he stormed off and was like, I will retire unless I can't wear this helmet.
He didn't just walk off. Like, he left, like, the state.
There's another thing. Like, I'm looking forward to Hard Knocks if they're going to show it or not. So he's at, they're talking about he's in their meeting rooms. Like,
Hard Knocks tonight?
It's either tonight or tomorrow. Tonight. But they have, like, in these meeting rooms, you know, they always have the cameras. They're talking about how he has multiple tablets at one time, his phone, iPads, where he's got his, looking at his bank accounts, liking things on Instagram, like completely not paying attention to anything at all in the meeting.
Yeah.
And they're just like, there are people like that. From reporters have said within the organization saying, like, this is, as long as I've been in the NFL, this is the most bizarre thing, like, I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, literally, the NFL came out with a statement today. I'm going to read it because I just find this so interesting because he's so dumb.
He's going to be bad this year, right?
Okay, this was the NFL, because this was all the thing, right?
I don't know.
Like, if he retires,
or he just plays and does amazing.
Because there's $30 million on the line, whether the Raiders have to pay him or not.
Yeah.
So this is what the NFL came out with today. The player can't practice or play in games with equipment that is not approved. If he doesn't play or practice, he is in breach of his contract and does not get paid. NFL policy is that helmets have to be certified by the NOSCAE. They do not certify equipment that is older than 10 years old. So basically, they came out with that statement saying that by not practicing, he's in breach of contract by not wearing the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So the Raiders don't have to pay him. 17 minutes later, he posted a thing on Instagram saying that he can't wait to be back in practice.
But the funny thing is that they asked Tom Brady about the helmet rule too, and he said, yeah, I'm not in love with it, but because he's wore that helmet his whole career, and he says he likes that style of helmet, blah, 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 yada, yada.
Right.
But he's like, but they changed the rules, we had to follow.
Like, someone asked him about a training camp because his name kept coming up because everyone was like, Tom Brady was wearing one of these old helmets too.
Yeah.
And basically, it's like, who cares, man? It's a helmet. He said part of it is like, you can't see as well.
Yeah.
I really hope that there's a Hard Knocks of him, like, in his garage. Like, yeah, I'm going to get in practice tomorrow. I was like, spray painting the helmet. Drawing a little Raiders thing on the side.
A really bad stick figure Raider. Yeah.
And then, like, the training people are like, AB.
We got to take a break. But we'll be back. We're going to be talking. What are we going to be talking, Jordan?
Bold takes?
We'll do bold takes.
Yeah, we'll do intro to bold takes. Yep,
and then we'll do our draft. And we'll do our draft. We'll be right back.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
They're back. Miracle Lanes will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches and fried goodies, and of course their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274. Have you ever wondered how a law enforcement agency works? The Mercer County Sheriff's Department will be holding their 6th annual Citizens Academy from October 22nd through November 14th, and sessions will usually be held 2 evenings a week for those 4 weeks. If you're interested in attending this year's Citizens Academy, just go to mercercountysheriff.org to get your application packet and return it by Tuesday, September 24th. Class size is limited, so get your application packet now. Classes will begin at 6 p.m. and will last for 2 to 3 hours per session. Participants will attend classes that are in lecture format, observe demonstrations, take tours of the facilities, and participate in hands-on training sessions, and you'll also have the opportunity to job shadow with staff members. The academy is open to residents of Mercer County who are at least 21 years old, and you'll be required to pass a background check. If you're interested in attending this session of the Citizens Academy, you can stop at the Sheriff's Office during office hours or go to their website at mercercountysheriff.org to get your application packet. Completed applications will need to be returned to the Sheriff's Office by Tuesday, September 24th. If you have questions, please contact Citizens Academy Coordinator Sergeant Jay Wertkamp at 419-586-7724.
I'll say he's like 5th or 6th.
He might do it.
Hey, we're back.
Thanks,
it's,
David.
It's the practice squad. Yeah, we're back.
What?
On this beautiful Monday night. I would say call us at 419-516-0702, but we're having issues with that phone line. So don't call us.
Phone line's down.
Overloaded.
So many calls coming in.
Yeah, I think we just busted the system, so... you want to get into bold takes?
Do we want to do bold takes?
Yeah, we can do bold takes.
At least discuss how we do bold takes.
Yeah, because I don't know if any of us have bold takes, but I might come up with some randos.
Oh, I got some. Our takes were forged in the fires of Mount Doom. We have the thickest, boldest takes. Our takes will take you into the sky, and you'll never come down. Chuck Norris is afraid of our bold takes. Our takes are so bold that they burn your mouth. So hot bold. Our takes will spin you in circles until you fall. Bolder the entire Fast and Furious franchise. Our takes live in a quarter mile at a time. Bold takes. Bold. Yeah.
Hey.
Bold.
We got to really follow that up.
I think that set the tone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. None of our takes are going to be fire.
None of those takes are going to be as bold as that intro.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are over the top on
well,
that.
Well, that set the bar.
So explain to us.
All right, so yeah. This is a new segment called Bold Takes.
New segment, season 2 of the Practice Squad.
Yeah. Okay, so every week, each of us is going to provide 2 bold takes, one related to football, the other totally random. For example, let's say it shows clear skies on Thursdays, and you say, I bet it rains.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. Right. That's a random bold take.
Okay.
Now we're going to keep track, and we'll document it via social media. So similar to what we did with the,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And then at the end of the year, I think we'll have the loser and, you know, punishment for the loser. And or a prize for... The winner
will get a...
And each prediction has to be determined by the next week's show, so by Monday, usually.
Okay.
And it has to be provable, and it has to be bold enough approved by 2 or 3 of us.
Yes. So, David, if you make a statement and me and Garvin say it's not bold enough, you have to come up with a new one. So I'd say come up with, like, multiple bold takes a week.
Yeah, I'm going to leave with this.
Got it?
Do you want me to do a trial run?
Because I'm gonna think about
Let's revisit it. We just want to set the tone. Maybe that'll be the last thing we do is our initial bold takes. If everybody's ready to do it.
When should our bold take season start? Like, we could do some.
Is everybody ready now or no?
Well, I don't.
We could do next week.
I could.
They wouldn't be as bold. Let's revisit at the end of the show.
Okay.
Let's move on to our draft.
Okay.
After we play the awesome intro.
We wanted to play this now.
Do you want me to play the intro that we didn't record?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I did it.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
nice.
Draft season 2.1. We're going to start off with a strong one. I like this one. And if any of you have our phone numbers, you can just text us yours as well. It is songs, sounds that get you pumped or excited. So any songs or sounds that get you excited for, like, give you goosebumps.
Yeah.
That just raise the goosebumps.
The goosebumps theme song.
Who wants to go first?
Philly.
Philly.
Why?
I'll go first.
Okay, David, you go first.
I'm not even a big fan. I don't listen to that much music, but
it doesn't have to be music. It could be a sound.
Okay, a fart sound gets me pumped.
Bush.
Yeah,
the bush.
All right, you can go, David.
Okay. I will go with the theme to Hard Knocks. Can you play that?
Yep.
That was a horrible.
Ba-ba-na-na.
Yeah. Like the first part, like the first episode of the year, where they're doing like the cold open, and then they're like talking, or the equipment managers are putting the helmets in the lockers.
The autumn wind is like a pirate.
You can hear like the like starts in the background.
Yeah,
that, and like they'll be putting helmets in the lockers, and then the players are walking behind them, and like Gruden's coming out.
Baker Mayfield's walking on the practice field.
Yeah,
future of the franchise coming your way.
Yeah, that. This year I like because they have that poem.
Yeah.
The
autumn wind is a pirate.
Yeah.
That reminds me of something I didn't have. I should put on here is the Jarvis Landry speech you had last year.
Oh, yeah.
That got me pumped.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can't repeat any of it, though.
No.
Yeah.
What is it? Contagious. It's contagious, bro. It's contagious, bro.
I forgot about that.
That don't live here anymore.
Contagious, bro. Jordan, go ahead.
All right, with my first pick, I didn't do the draft sound, but that's okay. We won't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
My first pick, I did have, I'll hold it, is the Seven Nation Army.
Oh, yeah.
Song, particularly when you're in Ohio Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the whole crowd is getting into it, and it's right before kickoff. That gets me pumped.
Kick the ball.
Yeah, dude. This is a good one.
Yeah. You got 100,000 people ready to go.
Yeah, I feel like Ohio State's really taking this one on. I always feel like you can hear in the background of their games this is going on. Yep.
This always gets you pumped.
That's a really good one.
Yep. All right. Carmen?
I can't, like, off the top of my head, I can't do the jingle. But, like, I just like the CBS NFL because Bengals are always on CBS. So that makes me think it's football time.
Yes, I agree. I also, I was going to have him run.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Doesn't it make you so happy?
It already made me nervous.
Something bad's about to happen today.
Yeah. How bad are we going to lose today? Who will get hurt?
And there's a bunch of cuts.
Yeah.
Like, dudes.
Yeah. Stuff. It would have been like Dalton throwing
That's a good
touchdown
one.
Yeah. to somebody.
All right, Philly, you're up.
Oh.
You want me to play fart sound?
No. Okay. What is that? Enter Sandman, Virginia Tech games, when they enter the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That, they get that song, and the crowd goes crazy. That is pretty cool, like, watching that.
I remember Coach Lingo, freshman basketball, played that song every morning, and a bunch of, like, freshman kids walking into the gym half asleep, like, doing layup lines to this song. I really wish I could see that. God, that'd be
so
funny.
So this takes you to a different place than it takes Philly.
It does. It takes me back to layup lines and freshman.
I'm so tired.
This does give
me... David, box out.
Yeah. David, try harder. Stop having asthma.
I can't stop having asthma.
Can I shoot threes?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do.
Okay, Phil, you're up again.
Then I will go with the Game of Thrones theme song when we were all tied into it, and you hear that music, you know, and you know, you're just like locked in.
Yeah, so, dude.
It really used to get me there.
Yeah, I know. It kind of lost its luster a little bit.
Dude.
The last season, man. Just wasn't there for me.
Yeah. For me, like, I'm trying... I don't want to, like, use all the obvious ones, but since Dexter's always my favorite show, I love the opener.
Where he's cutting oranges?
He's making breakfast.
You just like breakfast.
Every time I watch that opener, I'm like, I could go for some eggs, man.
Could really go for a brunch right now.
Because, like, it's, like, his daily routine, but it's also kind of, like, serial killer-esque.
This gives you goosebumps?
No, I just love watching Dexter. Like, takes me to a happy place.
Fair.
I apologize. I thought this was my list.
It is your list. It's not mine. I don't want your life.
All right. I'm going to Brown.
All right. I'll let this do the talking for me.
Here we go. Bring it up.
Oh, God.
Hey, speak one now.
Yeah.
Let's show who we are. Yeah. Let's play Scarlet, play Fast, and play Fist.
Get it.
They always preach. Let's go do this together. Playmaker call 3, 1, 2, 3.
Playmaker. Everyone's enthused.
Yeah, that wasn't even
ready
there.
To go. Woo! So my number two pick, I'm surprised it's still on the board, is Andy Dalton.
That was a really good one.
Yeah. What's up, Garmin?
Shut up.
Ken.
David. I'm going to go with the March Madness theme song. Like the first day of the tournament on Thursday at noon when it comes on. Always eating lunch and I get a little goosebumps, you know?
What is it?
The March Madness theme song.
I have something similar that I won't say.
Yeah.
But it's just Gus Johnson.
Okay.
At basketball.
Do you have the March Madness one?
Yeah, this is what they're doing for the rest of the weekend. Lose some money. Your gambling fix will be terrible. That 16th seed won't probably win.
Yeah.
You're up again.
And then I'm going to go with popping the top, a little opening a beer can on a Friday night. Just because you have like a beer can. That
can you do a beer can noise?
Yeah. Yeah, after a long week.
That's ice cold.
Ice cold refreshment.
The mountains blue.
The mountains are blue.
Yeah, that's good. Tapping it. Pretty nice sound right there.
That's pretty good.
Is that still playing?
Not anymore. It was filming.
Okay. All right. Me?
Oh, yeah.
I have Al Pacino's speech in Any Given Sunday.
Nice.
Can you?
I can't. I have a clean version. I'll skip through some of it.
With your fingernails.
At a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old.
I'm too old.
I look around, I see these young faces, and I think...
Run through a brick wall.
Every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. That's the way all my money...
Is that a...
Believe it or not.
What's the band from Friday Night Lights?
Anyone who's ever loved me.
Explosions in the sky.
Yeah, explosions in the sky, dude. In the background.
Yeah.
Lately,
that's awesome.
I can't even stand the face I see.
You got Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor, LL Cool J, Jamie Foxx.
You know, when you get old in life,
Goldberg.
Things
Oh, well, Goldberg,
get
for sure.
I mean, that's
Dennis
part
Quaid.
Of life.
Dennis Quaid's the washed up quarterback. Jamie Foxx is the hot young thing.
You find out life's just game of inches.
That's my favorite part. The slow guitar in the background.
Either game, life or football.
Between living and dying.
Error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On
might as well end it there.
I know. Game over.
Oh, run through a brick wall, right?
Carmen?
Let's see. Philly had the Game of Thrones. Because I was about ready to go, meh.
Jurassic Park?
I don't think you need to play it.
Yeah, you don't need to play it. I think you should just say, like, when the T-Rex roars.
Well, I mean, no, but no, that... If I... Okay, actually, you remember when you guys made fun of me when we were at the Reds game? When they had the Redzilla cart?
Yeah.
They had the T-Rex roar, and I was like, where's that what? Where's that? I know that noise.
Yeah. We knew right away.
Because I did the same thing when it was the Reds game on Saturday. I heard that T-Rex roar. I was like, what's that? Someone watched it in Jurassic Park? It's the best movie.
Oh, okay.
My turn?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the NFL draft jingle.
Add that too.
You did? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's do this.
No.
He's saying he's got the noise.
Yes. Oh, okay. I thought you said you already picked it.
I don't have the noise to play. I'm saying it was on my list.
No. Okay. Then my last pick is when baseball season comes back around and just hearing the crack of a wood bat.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you go to your first baseball game, you know, it's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Yes. The Reds need to have more of those.
Yeah.
That would be very nice.
I was just thinking for my last one, it won't be my last one, but Jordan had that really good speech by Al Pacino. I was thinking of what's-his-face from Varsity Blues. Let's go.
That's his whole
John
speech.
Boy, yeah.
John Boy, yeah.
He just walks out.
Let's go.
And then, yeah.
I don't want your laugh.
And then Mox, I think, ends up giving a speech. He's like, play for us. But I'm trying to think, what would be good? Last one. Gosh, I'm trying to think, what was something we used to listen to in the weight room all the
time? I don't know, but that speech on Friday Night Lights at the end.
No.
Coach gives it, so that's a pretty
Down with the too. Sickness.
No.
By Disturbed.
I'll just go classic.
Limp Bizkit.
I'll just go classic Monday Night Football theme.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. By the way, the reviews of our draft are not good so far. Toby Metzger says...
It's not over yet.
It's terrible, and it's like the last 15 Brown draft picks that they've made. The last 15 quarterbacks they drafted.
Okay, well, that's good. Maybe you know what? You have fun paying Dak Prescott $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Okay,
you focus on trying to get all your guys paid instead of judging our noises.
Yeah.
Toby.
Yeah, what's your noise, Toby?
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
I'm Jerry Jones, everyone's going to get paid.
Jerry Jones.
Don't you worry, we're going to get Ezekiel paid. We're going to get Mark Cooper paid. We're going to get Dak Prescott paid.
There's oil in them fields. That's probably what it says a lot, too.
I'm Jerry Jones.
Oil. Jerry Jones.
Look at my stadium. Look how big it is.
Yeah.
All right, who's up?
I think you are.
Did you have two picks?
I've got one more left.
Because we're on the way back.
We're on the way back.
That's right. That's right.
I'm done. Garner's done.
It was. My last pick is Jim Nantz at the Masters.
Oh. Al Pacino thing totally threw me off.
Yeah.
Of what I was actually.
If you want me to finish, I can play more of it.
No, that's all right. Because it makes me want to run through a brick wall. Everything does.
With your fingernails.
Oh, man.
Your last pick, David.
Yeah. Go ahead and play that Zelda theme song.
Yeah.
Be the Zelda Ocarina of Time theme song. Yeah, that gives me goosebumps.
I don't even like spelling that.
Yeah.
No. I always end up going to the Game of Thrones.
It begins with like a harp, I believe. Oh, yeah. This gives me goosebumps every time, man. Hit that start button on the N64 controller.
This is a 10-hour video of just Zelda.
I could listen to that. I could go to sleep to this.
What about Sonic, the Green Zone?
Yeah, hit that start button. About to take you on a 50-hour adventure.
Gonna go to Ganondorf, and we're gonna save Zelda.
We're gonna save Zelda. Save the princess.
know, the one I was actually,
thank you, Jordan.
The one I was actually
made my night
thinking of since before Jordan threw the Al Pacino thing at me was the granddaddy of them all. It always that always
Keith, I know it's Keith
the,
Jackson.
I know it's the Rose Bowl, but it always makes me think of that national championship game.
Keith Jackson was awesome.
Yeah,
he's the best. He was the best. I also like Brent Musburger a lot, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Brent Musburger.
Yeah. Look at how pretty she is.
Look at A.J. McCarron's wife.
Holy cow.
That's the hottest girl I've ever seen.
Stop the game.
Yeah. By the way, Doug texted in earlier, and he said that
back into the
Tim game. Tebow is the best left-handed quarterback.
When you're a quarterback at Alabama,
look at that.
You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn. I don't know where to get that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And
holy cow.
Right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's A.J.'s mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterback.
His mom's hot, too.
Good looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow.
He's A.J.
Too excited, guys.
You know what? It's like he never knew that quarterbacks date, like, the hottest chicks. Like, we were just talking about
how creepy.
Tate Martell lost out on a starting job because he was so busy getting into DMs of Instagram models.
Yeah. Can you blame him, though?
I mean, have you seen her?
Yep.
I've looked at the Instagram.
You think it'll last for a backup quarterback?
Man. Ooh. Shots fired.
She's going to dump him.
I did find it enjoyable and also kind of like it's amazing. Like, everyone's so happy that Tate Martell didn't win the starting job.
I don't really
all
care.
Of Twitter was like, yes, like, ha ha. You think you were going to be this, like, a lot of people took joy in just this random kid failing.
Yeah. Well, also, it's kind of because he's kind of a tool.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, but it's still
I personally would have liked to watch him play because I think he's good, but he's also, like, after I was watching all his pictures,
I don't know him at all. We just assume based on his Instagram that he's really.
I think you can judge someone based off the pictures they post of themselves
on Instagram.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, let's take one last break, and then you got some overrated, underrated, Jordan?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
You want to get into it now or take a little break?
Let's take a break.
Okay, we'll take one, and we'll be back with that.
Here are the butcher's specials at Wayne Street Market. Now through this Thursday, August 15th, they have Swaggart Farms brats for only $3.99 a pack. And here's a great deal on a great steak. New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breast ready to marinate and put on the grill for just $1.99 a pound. All these specials are packaged and ready to grab and go in their meat display case. And at the deli, they have Eckrich bologna sliced to order for a quick sandwich for you or the kids for only $2.99 a pound. Don't miss these great on-the-grill specials at Wayne Street Market. Swaggart Farms brats for $3.99 a package, boneless skinless chicken breast for only $1.99 a pound, and New York strip steaks for the bargain price of just $4.99 a pound. All packaged and ready to go. Plus, Eckrich bologna at the deli counter for only $2.99 a pound. Check out these and other great specials throughout the store through this Thursday, August 15th. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
You're invited to stop out and watch the Indians football team's home scrimmage on Friday, August 16th, as they prepare for the upcoming football season. It's also Meet the Team Night, with a meal starting at 5 o'clock. Get a sandwich, chips, applesauce, a homemade dessert, and a drink for only $5. And the team will be signing team pictures from 5 to 5:30 for only $1. The Indians will take on the Lakers from Indian Lake at 7 p.m., and there's no charge to watch the scrimmage, so grab the family and head on out to the football field and meet the high school and junior high school football teams, have a great meal, and watch our Indians in their final scrimmage. Come on out Friday, August 16th, with a meal starting at 5 o'clock. See you there.
It is the practice squad. Call-in lines are not working tonight, so I won't give you that. But do follow us on Twitter, FR Practice Squad. That's our handle, right?
Sure is. It is now.
I think it's right. We were active today on it. We tweeted a tweet, so I believe there's two tweets on that. On that account. So
hiya.
Give us a follow. You know, if you like the show, if you're a fan of the show, give us a follow. And hit that subscribe button. There's no subscribe button. Let's go over some overrated, underrated Jordan. Producer Jordan, what you got? I'm assuming you have content.
You're correct.
Good. I'm hoping you have content.
Yep. I'm trying to get it ready.
Gotcha. Let's fill some time, guys. How about those Reds?
Okay.
Never mind. Let's go back to Jordan.
Right. They're not cutting it.
All right, ready? You guys ready for overrated, underrated, or I have one would you rather prepared?
Give us that one last.
Okay. So,
do you have the sound bites from last year?
In terms of overrated, underrated,
yeah.
Yes,
go.
We do. Oh. All right, overrated or underrated?
Thank God.
Robin Hood.
Overrated.
Character.
Overrated.
Yep.
Which one? Like the movie or just him, like the character of him?
Jesus, guys.
Are you talking a certain movie or just the character? Yeah. That's
Men in Tights?
In general, all-encompassing Robin Hood.
I mean, the Disney one where he was a fox was fantastic.
I
mean,
that I like the idea of robbing the rich.
Yeah, no, I'm all for it.
I don't like that. I'm a capitalist.
You had to, like, backtrack.
Yeah, here. I was thinking that. I was like, no, I don't like
no,
that.
Don't.
I'm a capitalist.
No.
I'm a Republican.
I don't really care. Like, I guess if I was, like, 1,000 years old, one maybe, because he's kind of like the first superhero. He's kind of like the first Batman.
Mm.
But we have Batman, so Robin Hood can be Zorro. Yeah, all of them.
I'm just going to say overrated on Robin Hood.
Yeah, I'm going to say overrated because they keep trying and they keep failing because that character's not interesting enough.
Yeah, he's just not that cool.
Kevin Costner was the best Robin
Hood? Because we have Batman. We don't need a Robin Hood.
Or was, who was the other Robin Hood?
Who was that new one?
Taron Egerton.
Who was the middle one? Russell Crowe was Robin Hood, too.
The newest one was Taron Egerton.
Well, I know.
There was Russell Crowe Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Like, where they were like, we're going to do a Dark Knight type Robin Hood. And everyone's like, it's not that good.
Yeah.
We got Legolas. We don't need Robin Hood.
Yeah, just as a character, he's not, like, he's got, what, bow and arrow, right?
Yeah.
And he just takes money and gives it to the poor people.
Yeah. Steals from the rich. Yeah, who's
the guy? I don't like him. Overrated.
Who's, like, the bad guy?
Yeah, it's,
Ganondorf.
No. Dang it. The story's been done, like, a million times.
I don't even know the story. I know the gist of it, but that's
there's Maid Marian's the chick he's always trying to get. And then his partners, I forget.
Robin Hood is overrated.
No.
Little John.
Yes.
Yeah, Little John. The first Little John.
He was like a monk. What was he?
No, that was Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck.
Oh, yeah, that's always drunk.
Who's the bad guy?
Who was the bad guy? Who's the guy who's always stealing?
Sheriff of Nottingham.
The sheriff. He's screwing the sheriff over. You know, I'm going full in on overrated.
I like our sheriff, so I'm not doing that.
Sheriff was crooked.
I think we're...
He was stealing taxpayer money.
But he's overrated, Jordan.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah. For the record, I would have said properly rated, but that's just me.
Okay,
we don't care about
it. You have a special
next
place
question.
For
I
Robin
do
because Kevin Costner stole it. All right, overrated or underrated? Umbrellas with a curved handle.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? What is the purpose of the curved handle?
The hold on,
hang it on.
Yeah, you hang it on.
Yeah, I think just to swing,
hang it on your arm.
Look cool.
Yeah,
to fly around like
how is Mary Poppins supposed to fall out of the sky if she's just like, it's easier to hold on to?
Yeah,
she's
got a hook.
I'm saying underrated. I'm going to say don't care because that might have been the worst.
Ooh, I don't have a thing. Don't care.
When was the last time?
Care at least a little
when
bit.
Was the last time any of us legitimately used an umbrella?
Never.
Never?
I don't.
Me?
When I was probably 10 years old.
I never did.
It's been a while.
When I feel like have you ever owned an umbrella with a curved handle?
I've never have.
And if you did, would you use it more?
As a cane.
No, I wouldn't.
As of right now, would I use it more if I had... I don't have one.
Every time I have an umbrella in my hands.
All right. Let's hear where this goes.
I twist it and like the penguin.
That's what I was gonna say. That's the only reason there needs to be a curved umbrella.
I've never held an umbrella and not done that.
And I acted like it was.
It always comes back to Batman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say overrated because I would never need one or use one.
Underrated.
Yeah, I'm saying underrated too.
So it's 2-2. That's properly rated.
Properly rated then.
How? Properly rated.
Right. We should have kicked
Jordan. Overrated or underrated?
Bill Simmons.
Ask me 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Now, overrated.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I thought that. I think this year I've changed my tune. I think he's...
Really? What? I feel like his takes rated. Are like... Like recycled.
Okay, let's do the ringer.
You know where Bill Simmons is coming.
The ringer content.
Okay, so like you have all the TV shows and stuff. The ringer content's fine.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm going. When he was at ESPN, I was like, fight the system, Bill.
Yeah.
And now he's his own thing.
Like, I don't listen to his podcast, but I do listen. Like, they have a podcast called, like, The Rewatchables, where they go over, like, an old movie.
Yeah.
And now they have Brian Russillo, who I like.
Yeah.
And so he's been on a couple podcasts that I liked him, but I do think he's annoying.
Bill Simmons, I just feel like his takes are always the same takes. Like, I don't know. I like him, but
he's ridiculous during NBA season. That's
properly rated.
That's kind of where I go. Like, because I like. Are we talking about just Bill Simmons, not like the ringer content? Because I mean, I guess that's part of it.
Man,
I'll go properly.
Yeah, let's go properly.
Yeah, it's really only during the NBA season he bothers me.
Let's go with that.
Properly rated.
All right, overrated or underrated? Pie graphs.
Ooh, I love me some pie graphs.
Underrated. Pie graphs.
Underrated.
Pie graphs break down the info so well.
It gives you the data.
The pie graph was my favorite graph to throw out there.
Yeah.
Pie graphs are way better than line graphs.
3D pie graphs.
Line graphs can go to hell. I can say that, I think.
Yeah. Bar graphs. Double hockey stick. That's where they can go.
Yeah. But I think bar graphs do convey the information the fastest. Depending on what you're trying to get across.
No, I like it because I think it's always based off of, like, when you get a pie graph, it's like
what's the demographic?
Like, that one guy's getting so much pizza.
That's
I know
true.
It's a pie graph, but that's...
It always comes back to food, too. Yeah. Okay, so...
Underrated.
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 So underrated.
I love pie graphs.
Great topic.
Although, if I had to make a pie graph in a
car, I'd probably fail it.
I don't know if I could make one right now.
But, like, I bet fifth grade you could just... Do it in
a pie graph in a second and put it on a Word document and print it out.
All right.
Here's my report about pie graphs. Overrated
or underrated lasers?
Like with real lasers or like laser pointers?
Garmin.
I just need to know.
You have a follow-up question after everything I say. Just rated.
Underrated because they're so multi... Like you can cut steel with a laser. You can fix eyes with a laser.
Okay.
You can point at people with lasers.
And blind them.
You can start fires with lasers.
You can shoot stormtroopers with lasers.
Sure.
You
can put lasers in Tom Brady's eyeballs.
Yes. Lasers are the best. Underrated.
Underrated. Lasers are the future, too.
Yeah, they're future.
Yeah, they're future.
They're definitely taking over from bullets.
Lasers are
underrated. I feel like I just got yelled at by my dad. What kind of lasers are we talking about?
Overrated or underrated? Brooks Koepka.
Underrated. I mean, as far as...
I mean, that's
like
right.
Everyone's always just like, he's like,
right.
Everyone's
no.
on him.
Yeah.
Dump guy that doesn't care, but he is like top two or wins every tournament. And I kind of love it how he's just kind of like, well,
he doesn't
nonchalant.
I'm just good and I'll be there half hour before. And he just dominates all these people and then people don't like him because of that.
Yeah.
He's underrated. He's really good. He's probably the best that's come along in. I guess Spieth kind of had that run.
He had a 2-year run and then he kind of dropped off.
And Koepka's kind of in there right now, so we'll see if he keeps it up. But he's definitely underrated. He's one of the best
of the last decade. He's one of the best, isn't he like properly rated then? Like, aren't people aware how good he is?
No, I don't think people are aware how good he is because they just think he's like this jock that doesn't care.
Yeah, but he's doing it.
Yeah,
I would make the argument that he's properly rated because the perception is like, look at this guy, he bucks all the trends and doesn't do the old man thing and show up 8 hours early.
You're right.
Yeah, but
I'll still go with underrated. But
I'm gonna go with properly rated because he is like, I think people are aware of how good he is. They just don't like it.
I'm gonna do underrated. Philly, it's up to you.
Underrated.
Fudge.
underrated.
I stand by it.
Overrated or underrated hot dogs?
Are we talking about hot dogs?
Hot dogs on a grill, underrated. Hot dogs boiled,
overrated.
Overrated.
No, I'm going to say I'll go underrated because it never even occurred to me to boil a hot dog.
Yeah, I've had boiled hot dogs.
What about microwave hot dogs?
The hot dog flavored water.
The only way to eat a hot dog is on grilling. Grill.
Yeah, like we're not monsters.
Yeah. Some people are.
I bet Ted Bundy boiled
hot dogs. Do you guys consider a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
There was a huge Twitter debate about it.
In grade school when it was for lunch, it said hot dog sandwich all the time.
See, but what qualifies as a sandwich? Yeah.
Boiled their hot dogs, didn't they?
I never ate hot dogs.
They are stuffed between two
pieces of bread like a sandwich. That's why.
They had a very human-y skin color if you boil them.
It was horrible.
It's like I said, Ted Bundy boils his hot dogs.
I'll go underrated as a whole, but you have to do it the right way.
Nah, you get
snap on the casing when you grill them.
Like a Nathan's or where's that place? There's a place in Yorkshire. Fisher's got good
hot dogs. Ooh, yeah.
Fisher's got good
hot dogs. So, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Underrated. Winners, yeah.
Underrated.
All right.
Everybody likes a good hot dog.
Underrated.
Everybody likes a good boiled dog.
No.
If you like boiled dogs, right, you drink the
last
water.
Overrated, underrated.
Okay.
Overrated or underrated? Snoop Dogg.
Ooh. What Snoop Dogg are we talking about? overrated. God.
Yeah. As a lyricist?
No. Because I'm trying to think,
I'm going lately, he's overrated.
He's, I don't know where he stood as far as the rap game goes, but didn't, Tupac come before him?
Yeah.
Because, he was around that same time.
Yeah.
With Death Row Records on West Coast, East Coast beef.
Because I feel like his rap's yo, I'm Snoopy Snoop. I talk like
I'm like S-D-O-double-jizzle. Yeah, overrated.
Overrated.
I'll go
forever overrated.
But, what was that one song? Drop It Like It's Hot. That was a banger back in high school. And he did the dance for
it was wiping on.
This is great radio content. Yeah, watching David do the dance.
Drop It Like It's Hot. That's a horrible song, really, if you think about it. But it does. In the
old, it was fun in high school.
In the Oldsmobile Alero, man.
Anything that bumped. Yeah. Gotta put that on a CD. Put that on a CD.
In the Chevy Suburban, rolling around
from Acme Game to Acme.
That was a banger track right there.
Okay,
all right.
Would you rather? You guys ready?
Would you rather?
That was a hitter right there.
Oh, do I have one of those?
I mean, you had it last year.
Would you rather?
I do have one of those.
Would you rather? Would you rather?
Pray about that. Would you rather know the world's biggest conspiracy or know the next Mega Million numbers?
Oh. This might be your best one.
And let's just say it's not 500 million. It's 100
billion.
Not that it matters.
It's a lower, a lot of money, but
let's say
not the
$50 million.
Like a regular weekly one.
Yep. Because for $500 million, you can't turn that down.
Can I pick the conspiracy? Is it going to be? Can it be a conspiracy where I'm the hero versus everyone's we didn't want to know that?
All right, I'll go first.
I don't want to be Snowden.
I only care about myself. So because I only care about myself and I'm selfish, I'll take the money.
If you're taking
the money, don't
dump it on yourself, sorry. Take the money. It's a no-brainer.
Well, because if there is a conspiracy,
let Russia do what they want it to.
I'm fine.
Is it just one conspiracy
my life?
Or all of them?
Okay, what happens? Okay, you're at a desk, right?
Is it a Matrix situation?
Yep. And you have a briefcase, and in the briefcase is files to the biggest conspiracy, or all the conspiracies.
Ooh, all the conspiracies.
Let's say all government conspiracies.
Okay.
See. And then the next briefcase on the table has $100 million.
$100 million?
Cash.
How How much are the tax taken out?
None. What happens if it's an amount of money you don't know?
They say then conspiracy.
Then conspiracy, yeah, because then that's...
Because you can take those conspiracies, and if you can actually try to prove them, leak
them, but then you have to, like, write a book.
Because, like, what am I going to do with conspiracies?
You'll get money either way.
So here's the thing, right? Also,
you're going to know everything.
I get to know, but then I'm also going to be that crazy guy on the radio that, like, has no
head. Joe Rogan, you got to listen
and everyone's like, listen, I know that there's... But, like... What's in? And everyone's just going to be like, you're an idiot.
But if it's documents, like, provable documents...
Then you can leak that stuff.
I know it's Area 51.
You can make money.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, if I could save the entire world with these conspiracies and open everyone's eyes, or benefit myself. Me.
Yeah. I'm taking the money. It's a good question.
Okay. Then what amount of money would you turn down? Like, let's say $5 million.
If it's got
taking $5 million,
if it's even $1 million, man, I'm.
If it's $100,000, yeah, I'm considering it.
Like, if you get down to under $100,000, like, something that's life changing.
I mean, it'd be nice to know the conspiracies, but I'm still don't know that I'm going to be able to do anything about it.
Was that $100,000 on the table?
I'll first of all, then you could just hold hostage like TMZ.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. I mean, all you could get money.
Yeah, but still, also,
you can get $100,000 by doing that.
Depending on the conspiracies, you could be putting your life at risk.
True.
It's fine.
Yeah, like, you know how, like, there's some, like, just Google, like, Russian stuff. Like, I mean, I don't want to deal with that. I'll take the $100,000.
That one guy, what's his name? That's a conspiracy.
What are you
talking about? The guy that just
died
in prison.
No. Oh, that.
When he was under 24/7, someone had watched
Jeffrey Epstein.
Or someone turned their back, or someone turned the camera off.
Yep. Oh, we lost the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, definitely someone got paid to do something. Yeah. But then again, if I know the answer to that, I still
there's enough conspiracies where you put your life at risk. I'll take the money.
I'm taking the money.
Billy?
I mean, for a lot of money, yeah. Not
$100,000.
$100,000? I'll take the conspiracies.
All right.
No, $100 million. Jordan? I'd take the money.
I'd conspiracy.
I think you're probably right. $100,000, I'd probably do conspiracy. If it was anything over $1 million, I'd probably take the money.
Yeah. Like,
$100,000, I could.
I get blow knowing the conspiracy. I just don't think that we're big enough to make a difference. The money
would just be so.
$100,000.
It'd be nice.
I could waste that.
See, the way I'm viewed is like it's a no brainer. You got, like, provable documents that you could take to people and be like, hey.
And it'd be amazing to know, like, there's aliens this whole time we didn't know. Or some crazy thing they covered up that we didn't know. Like, JFK's still alive.
That's not even a conspiracy. Do we know the aliens?
Tupac never died.
Man. No, there's a conspiracy that, what's his name, never really killed JFK. Someone else did. You know, like, there's so many out there. It's unbelievable. So, knowing all of it, I think that'd be kind of cool, no?
Yeah. Well, that was a good one, Jordan. That was your best one I think you've ever had. Congratulations.
Yes. What about my muffins and the baby one?
I can't remember. That was like, what would...
That was like, something I had to eat a baby.
Know, would you rather not be able to tell the difference between muffins and baby? Oh, yeah. Or
eat a baby.
Change sex every time you sneeze?
Oh, yeah. That one was pretty good.
Yeah, that was my favorite. That was my first one I ever said, and then it went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Until today.
Well, that is our first show.
Your first one's hot, but then after that, they're just all weak.
Jordan, are we back next week?
Are we back? I don't know if not, it'll just be me talking in the mic. So hopefully
we will be here next Sunday. We will work on our phone line, or we'll figure out a way to get, because I know there's a lot of people waiting tonight. We apologize for that.
We got to revisit our hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
Our bold takes, I'm sorry. Do we feel like we have one ready, or do we want to wait till next week?
I know. Like, is it going to go on the record if I say something?
We're going to wait till next week.
No, I don't want to do anything on the record.
I probably won't even have one next week, so we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to wait till next week. Do you want to debut yours? Because I feel like you might have some.
I don't really have one. Okay.
Because, well, if one person does it now, it's not going to be fair, because then they could be up or down in the season-long standings.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll debut it next week.
We'll get a week to sit on it.
Bengals play Thursday. Back to football real quick.
Yep.
Browns play Saturday. Who? They play the Redskins.
Yep.
The Redskins. They might look good in that game.
Saturday against the Colts.
Billy, you know when the Titans play next?
I don't know. They play New England, but
the Bengals have one of those. don't know what you call it. You know, where you, like, we travel to the Indianapolis and have, like, 2 days of camp competition.
I don't know.
Nothing I know of.
I don't think so. But that would be, a, like, a Jay Gruden thing. But there's really no connections anymore because we have a new regime. So, we'll see. But hopefully they continue to improve. And
Titans are Saturday against Patriots.
Okay. So, Thursday, Saturday. Jordan wins, the Browns play?
Saturday.
Okay. Well, we'll be back next week to talk about the results of those games. We'll have our bold predictions next week. We'll have another draft 2.2 next week and maybe some more.
So do you guys want to, let's explain this real quick. Next week's draft, there's an option of things you think you're the best in the world at.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to do that? You have a week to prepare then.
Things no. that we think we're the best in the world at.
Jordan, you have to give him an example because I struggled until you told me the one, unless so, you want to use it.
I think I'm the best in the world at, like, getting in Garmin's head during golf.
Yes.
Stuff that specific.
I'm the best in the world at feeding mink.
Yeah. Yep.
That, so, something true. Like that?
Yeah, it could even be more interesting than that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that next week.
You have a whole week to think about
it. And guess what? I'm going to be like, oh, Monday comes around. We're like,
I was going to say, with that one, like, I need a week to sit on.
Okay.
Cool.
So everyone get hyped.
Play the outro.
Mine are going to be real interesting.
Play the outro, Jordan, so I can give it a rousing ending to this one.
And that's the end of the show.
We can play our hot takes song again.
Yeah, maybe that would make everybody happy. But yeah, anyway. Your host, David Schmidt. Producer, Jordan Stalker, behind the wheels of steel. Craig Garmin.
Okay.
And Troy Metzger. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you.
Contagious, bro.
Next Monday. It's contagious, bro.
So is Colton.